Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor, and hopefully I'm sure that you feel you have the honor, to speak with a man that's kind of changed the face of networking and modern networking. Today, we're going to speak with Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, which is the world's largest business networking organization in the world, with over 6,000 chapters, and they've just done an incredible job for many people and many people's businesses. Actually, in 2012, BNI actually generated 7.1 million referrals that resulted in over $3.3 billion in revenue for their members. Plus, of course, please keep in mind that that generation is helping each and every business person and each and every person that lives in each of those communities. So I don't want to take up a whole bunch of time giving Dr. Meisner's accolades and all of that, because the man really doesn't need any edification, because he's done such a wonder for so many of us. And I'm very thankful that he came on the Zurian show today and is going to bless us with some of his knowledge. So basically, with no further ado, Ivan, how are you and where are you?
Somebody's been listening to my podcasts. I am doing great. Thanks for asking. And the reason I always put that in the podcasts that I do, and if your listeners want to go to one of my podcasts, then go to BNIpodcast.com, BNIpodcast.com. They are about BNI, but much of what I cover is really about networking. And I always start with where I am, because sometimes I get people who say, you know, he's in his ivory tower, he's, you know, he never travels, well, how come he hasn't visited our chapter, you know, this month? And so I want people to see just how much I travel and visit regions all around the world. If I caught a different chapter of the week every day of the week, it would take 24 years to get to all the chapters. So it takes a while.
That's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible. But again, we're very thankful that we have you today. And today you're going to share with us, you know, networking in the modern time. Because a lot of people, even though we've improved with technology and all those other things, a lot of people still don't really know how to connect. So I'd like you to touch on the fact of, you know, how do you build a value-based and useful network today in 2013 and moving forward? So I guess my first question is, is there a specific social etiquette on building up a good network?
Yeah, there is. Let me give you a couple of points. First is the foundation of what I teach. What I teach is about the VCP process. VCP stands for visibility, credibility, profitability. It's a chronological process. It begins with visibility. First, you have to be visible within the community. That's where people know who you are and they know what you do. Then you have to get to credibility. Credibility is where people know who you are, they know what you do, and they know you're good at it. And only then can you get to profitability, where people know who you are, they know what you do, they know you're good at it, and they're willing to pass you ongoing reciprocal referrals on an ongoing basis. Where networking goes wrong, and you talk about etiquette, where it goes wrong is when people try to jump ahead. And by the way, we call that in the book I wrote, Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. It's about the difference between men and women and how they network. In that book, we call it premature solicitation, which you don't want to say fast three times. It'll get you in trouble. And what happens is somebody meets you for the first time, and they say something like, "Hi, Zurian, I'm Ivan. You know, it's really nice to meet you. We should be doing business." And they jump right to business, and it becomes very transactional. And when you network like that, you're going to fail in the long run. You really have to focus on building a relationship with people. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, in terms of the social etiquette, is you have to understand and practice the law of reciprocity. The law of reciprocity is a law under social capital theory. So if you get deep into social capital theory, which is the concept of building social capital, like you would build financial capital, but you work towards building social capital or relationship capital, the law of reciprocity basically says that it's all about relationships and it's all about trying to help other people. That is not a transactional law, meaning, hey, look, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. Dr. Wayne Baker calls that coin-operated networking. Put the money in, give me the candy. Instead, it's got to be relational. You build relationships with people. And in BNI, we call it giver's gain. Giver's gain. That's right out of the law of reciprocity. I will do better by helping others. And by helping them do business, they'll do the same for me, and we all do better. And I think those are two key points on the etiquette of networking effectively.
Wow, that's very, very cool. Matter of fact, I had the honor today of one of the ladies that did a cross chapter with us. She came up to me and was telling me that she was talking with another gentleman that's a title guy. And he was telling her, they started talking about me, basically, and she was saying that, he said, yeah, Zurian really gets it, and he's very thorough. And I was, you know, I was really impressed because I don't expect people to talk about me, but at least it gives me an idea that I'm getting it right. So thank you.
Yeah, you know, people are going to talk about you whether you like it or not. And the goal is to have them talk positively, because one of the interesting things about word of mouth is that people are more likely to talk about you if they're ticked off at you than if they're happy with you. People will talk about you when they're happy with you if your service is just unbelievable. But even then, they don't necessarily tell everybody. I mean, when was the last time? I see you may have done this because you're a member of BNI and we train people to do it. But the average person, you know, you got to ask them, when was the last time, if you have a bank you love, when was the last time you told everybody about your bank? You know, most people don't.
Right.
And so people are more likely, studies have shown, that people are more likely to talk about you when they're mad at you than when they're happy with you. And the way to offset that is to build a powerful personal network that is structured and is relational. And when that happens, people are going to talk about you positively, which is what you just described.
Outstanding. Thank you. Thank you. Again, that's very helpful. As my next question is, how do you effectively communicate with your contacts, you know, when you need them?
Yeah, now, that's a great question, and it's really important to understand the difference between a contact and a connection. And a contact is, you know, they're in my database. A connection is someone you have a relationship with. And so, and you communicate with them differently depending on where you are in the VCP process. Now, if you are at pre-visibility, which means you met them once, but if you picked up the phone and called them, they probably wouldn't remember you, you're not even at visibility with them. So if you're a pre-visibility, your communication with them needs to be a lot different because, you know, we've all gotten emails from people we don't remember or didn't know. We forgot we gave them their business card. We get an email from them. And as a rule, we consider that spam. And so you don't want to spam people. So you have to know where you're at in the VCP process. So I recommend that in your database, you put in there where you are with that person. Am I at visibility or pre-visibility? Am I a credibility or am I a profitability? And the reason for that is that you effectively communicate with your contacts and connections by understanding where you are in the relationship. So that if you, let's say, okay, this radio show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to tell everybody about this radio show and you sent it to every single person in your contacts, there are people who are going to think that's spam because they don't have a relationship with you. However, people who you're at credibility with, people that you're at profitability with, your fellow members of BNI or other people within your personal network, and you're at credibility or profitability, they appreciate it because you have a relationship. So you communicate differently with the people that are at a different part of the VCP process. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Actually, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Again, thank you. All right, my next question. Can any connection be an opportunity to advance your network?
Yeah, the answer to that is absolutely, but we need to go. We need to drill down a little deeper on that. So I'll start with a controversial approach and then explain it. In one of the books I wrote called Truth or Delusion, Busting Networking's Biggest Myths, what my co-author and I did was we talked about, we gave a statement and we said to the reader, is this truth or is this delusion? So here's the statement, and I'll give you the answer. Truth or delusion, you can network with anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place, even at a funeral. And the answer to that is truth. And people really get upset when I say that. But the caveat, the explanation is critical. And people have to hear this to understand why I say truth. You must always honor the event. You must honor the event. So going to a funeral and passing out your business cards is a really bad idea. Don't do it. I mean, that seems obvious, but believe me, I've seen it. So then how could you possibly network at a funeral? Well, I'll tell you how. To me, networking is about helping other people. And I kind of touched upon that with your first question about networking etiquette and the law of reciprocity. It's about helping other people. If you can find a way to help someone, you move to credibility really quickly. And I don't mean, hey, let me sell you my product or service as a way of helping someone. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about helping someone by putting them in touch with somebody that can assist them, not by trying to sell to them. So if you can find some way to help someone, then you will get to credibility much quicker. Let me give you a real-life example of what I'm talking about. It's not a funeral story, but it's a story that would be it could be very inappropriate to network it. I was at a church function. You know, it was an afternoon thing. I live in Southern California, and beautiful sunny day, and it was a church potluck. And, you know, you wouldn't think that you could network at a church potluck, but I believe you can as long as you honor the event. So what happened was I met someone at this potluck, where, and a potluck, for those who don't know, is everybody brings food and shares it. And so I met a person who I'd been wanting to meet for some time. He's a very successful business owner here in Southern California. Struck up a conversation. And one of the questions that I usually ask people is, and I don't ask this first, I ask about their business and what their target market is and how they enjoy it and what do they like most about it. And then towards the end of my questions, I ask, so what are some of the challenges you have in this business? And he gave me a great answer. He said, well, you know, the biggest challenge is giving back to the community. I want to give more back to the community. Our business is doing real well, but I'm too small to have my own foundation. And yet I'd like to accrue some money somewhere so that I can, you know, give more one year than another and just have some stability in what I'm able to give. And I said, are you familiar with community foundations? I asked him, and he said, no, I never heard of it. I said, well, community foundation is, they're all over the world. There's one here in Southern California called the California Community Foundation. It's been around for more than 100 years, very well known. And you can create a fund within that foundation with a small amount of money and then give money away every year out of that fund. And you look, feel, smell, taste like your own standalone foundation, but you're actually part of the California Community Foundation. And for those listening, there are many around the world. However, you can work with the California Community Foundation from wherever you're at, certainly in North America. And he said to me, oh, my goodness, I've never heard of such a thing. That's exactly what I want. Wait a minute. Here's my card. Would you mind referring me to them? Now, this is a church function. Now, I said, absolutely. The next day, I put him in touch with the VP of development, and he was ecstatic, and he ended up opening an account. Now, here's my question. If I picked up the phone a week later and asked to meet with him, do you think he would take the meeting?
Probably not.
No, really? Now, if I said, hey, you know, hey, I'm the guy that gave you the referral most people say, yeah, because I gave him a referral with no strings attached. Now, I didn't need to meet with him, but I have talked to him since. And so the important thing is, when you help somebody like that, they're more than willing to talk to you further. What tends to happen, however, is people try to sell this person they're meeting, and they don't want anything to do with you. But if you can find a way to help the person you're talking to, they are always willing to talk to you further about what it is that you have to offer. So it's very important to understand that you got to honor the event when you do what I just described.
Yes, sir. Actually, I had something a little similar to that happen. I met with this attorney, and after I met with her, she realized I had a really large network of people because I used to run information systems contracts and a bunch of other stuff. Anyway, when I met with her with a motorcycle jacket on, motorcycle boots, and actually the colors, because I'm in one of the larger motorcycle groups, which is respectable, nothing crazy. And the lady that she introduced me to looked at me, and it was interesting because she almost dismissed me just from looking at me, you know, from the fact that I was motorcycle stuff. And then, I ended up talking to the lady, and I said, well, listen, I think I've got about 5 companies that can probably use your stuff. As soon as I get home, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you an email since I've gotten to talk to you and this other person has kind of given you that credibility because I believe them. So I ended up hooking them up with five different companies. I wrote an introductory email introducing them both, and she ended up getting a $250,000 deal from one of those people based on that referral. So similar, but I thought incredible.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Yes, sir. Okay, next question. Isn't networking too overly self-promoting?
Yeah, the answer to that is if you're doing it wrong, yes. If you're just trying to sell, then absolutely. The key is that a good networker has 2 ears and 1 mouth and should use them both proportionally. They should be asking questions. You go back to my meeting, the guy at the church potluck. What did I say I did? I asked questions. It's like an interview. A good discussion should be like a good interview. You're asking me questions, and I'm elaborating. Well, if you want to be good at networking, you want to ask questions and let people elaborate. And you say, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to sell stuff. I get that. But you're not going to sell anything to somebody until they get to know you. So find out about the other person first. And then they're much more likely to be receptive for whatever that you want to talk about in terms of your products or services. So if you're doing a full frontal assault in trying to sell, then yes, it is way too self-promotional. However, if you are really trying to learn about the person, you're going to be much more successful. So I just did a book. Came out last year this time. It's called Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. And it's about the difference between men and women and how they network. And one of the things we discovered was we surveyed 12,000 people, every populated continent in the world, and we discovered the people who were more relational in their approach rather than transactional. Transactional would be very self-promoting. Hi, my name's Ivan. Let's do business. Relational is more like, hey, tell me about what you do. What brought you to this? What do you like about the meeting? You start to build a relationship. It takes a lot more time than one conversation, but you begin the process. The people who are more relational do a lot better networking than those who are transactional. So self-promotional is transactional. Trying to build a relationship is relational. That works. Transactional does not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Actually, I just finished, about a week ago, the Masters of Sales book that you wrote or that you co-wrote. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Miser, or Ivan, has over 17 books, and he also has a new book that's actually about to come out because I believe International Networking Week is actually February 4th through February 8th. But his new book that's coming out is actually Room Full of Referrals. And I'm actually looking forward to reading that, at least once I get through the other book I'm reading, which unfortunately isn't one of Ivan's books, but it's a great book because I'm also reading The Law of Success in 16 Lessons by Napoleon Hill, and that's something to put your teeth into.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Napoleon Hill was brilliant, and most of his material is outstanding. Room Full of Referrals has just come out. Its formal introduction is, as you mentioned, during International Networking Week. And it's about behavior profiles. I don't know if you're familiar with systems like DISC, Drive, Influence, Steadiness, Compliance. They're behavioral styles. And it takes the concept of behavioral styles and turns it into referral language. So it looks at the different kinds of characteristics of different behaviors so that you can identify them when you're working with people, and it's much easier to give to communicate with your referral partners when you understand their behavioral style, and that's what the book is all about. I have two co-authors, Tony Alessandra, Dr. Alessandra. He's one of the world's leading experts on behavioral profiling systems. And
wow.
Dawn Lyons, who is the world's expert on behavioral profiling systems as they apply to referral marketing. So I have two great co-authors on the book.
Outstanding. And you know, from listening to all of the things that you've done, reading your books and also listening to the podcast, which I recommend, those podcasts could be really critical to helping you to move forward and having an understanding of how the systems work. You know, and even, I mean, you talk about a lot of different things, and a lot of the other great entrepreneurs and business people have actually, you know, you do a lot of the same stuff that they do, but you put a different spin on it, like Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, you know, all of those great guys. So, you know, it's great to have the opportunity to talk to a master networker that is not only a master networker, but is a master networker that's creating master networkers. It's really amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Zig Ziglar was a great guy. I've had the chance of being on the radio show with him, both of us being interviewed in the past before he passed away. And he was an amazing person, great material. I would urge your listeners to pick up Zig Ziglar's recordings and books.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And, of course, to also pick up any number of the books that you've also authored and co-authored. My next question is, does social media networking count when we talk about networking or using social media?
Yeah, absolutely, unequivocally, positively. Social media, social networks are valuable. To me, it's not either or, either social media or face-to-face. It's both and. They're both social networking online and face-to-face networking have value. And we started by talking about the VCP process.
Yes, sir.
VCP applies to social media. It applies to what you do on LinkedIn, Facebook, eCademy, which is a European-based program that has just changed its name to Sun Tzu, S-U-N-Z-U. I highly recommend Sun Tzu. You know, but of course, Twitter and all the others. I don't know if I mentioned Facebook. Facebook is certainly a good one to get your word out and to build relationships. But VCP still applies. So you can, you know, if you're at visibility and you're trying to sell people, it's not going to work. Premature solicitation happens at light speed online. And so you want to be careful not to ask for business before there's any kind of relationship. But yeah, I recommend it enough that I developed my own program. You know, I hired people to put together a program called BNI Connect. I don't know if you've gone to it. If you haven't, please do. But it is only for BNI members, so it's a walled garden. But it connects all of our members globally, 145,000, almost 150,000 members globally, to network via that specific social networking platform. So I'm a believer.
Yes, sir. And I know you're a very powerful believer, because if I remember correctly, in one of the podcasts, since not every one of the executive directors have decided to switch over, they've got a certain amount of time, then they will be switched over, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. There are a couple of countries that have not made the switch to BNI Connect. They are almost all chomping at the bit to get on to BNI Connect, but we want to be able to transfer their data from the existing system they're in. So most of the countries that are left, and we're only talking about 1, 2, 3, 4 countries out of the 50 that have not made the transition. So as soon as we can, you know, transfer their data, then we'll bring them over. We have a new member module which allows members to pass referrals, and that's the one where not every country has come on to it, and we're going to flip the switch this year, whether they want to or not, because we want members to be able to give referrals to each other all around the world. And so that module's got to be, it's a very complicated, you know, 50 countries, 45 languages, 6,000 websites, because every chapter gets its own website. Highly complex process.
Wow. that's going to be huge, too. I mean, myself, I think within from February till October, I think I had given out about 97 referrals. And just being able to connect with those people after you've passed and gone through the whole VCP process could be really huge for anybody.
Right, absolutely.
Yes, sir. I got just one other question that I want you to address for me, and I think that this is actually a pretty powerful one because a lot of people that aren't comfortable about networking may feel funny. How do you, without coming off slimy, network with people?
Well, you know, it's about being relational, and you can't fake sincerity for very long. You know, people sometimes come across differently than what they really are like, and you can't do that for very long. You won't come across slimy if you are all about trying to find ways to help people. And you'll come across as, you know, being a real person who cares about others. And I think that's very important. Now, you mentioned in the question that sometimes, you know, people are uncomfortable networking face-to-face. Well, you know, let's talk for a moment about being an introvert versus an extrovert. Introverts can be outstanding networkers, and they don't always realize it. Everybody assumes that you have to be an extrovert to be good at networking. Now, the truth is, extroverts can meet somebody new and have no problem introducing themselves. But the problem with extroverts is that they can't shut up. They just talk and talk and talk. And a good networker, I think I said this earlier, has two ears and one mouth and uses them both proportionally. So a good networker is capable of asking questions and listening. So an introvert has a very difficult time making that first contact, but they're really good at listening. So if extroverts can learn how to listen and ask questions, they are great at networking. If introverts can learn how to introduce themselves to people, and there's a lot of ways to do that, then they're a real natural at the listening and asking questions. So both introverts and extroverts can make face-to-face networking work, but they have to utilize a different mechanism and deal with different weaknesses in order to be successful.
Yes, sir. We have one caller. I want to see if they have a question for you. Or one of the callers. I want to see if they have a question. You don't mind, do you?
No, of course. I'd love to. Hello, hello.
It sounds like something's wrong with their connection, so I'm just going to let that one go.
Okay.
It'll just take up time. But you're right. Trying to get people to understand how the entire process works is interesting, and getting them to not come off or to actually, again, trying to follow the VCP process should pretty much take care of everything. I mean, that's kind of the answer to almost every question, you know, being able to create that visibility, that credibility, to have profitability. It's truly huge, truly huge. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners that you would like to get across that I may not have covered?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things I've learned in the last 29 years in running the largest networking organization in the world is that it's not what you know or who you know. You know the expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yes, sir.
It's not what you know or who you know, it's how well you know each other that really counts. And so networking to me is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other business professionals. And when people learn how to do it, wow, they get a ton of business through referrals. And that's what I try to teach. One other thing for your listeners, if they would like to get a lot of free content, they can go to my blog, which is at businessnetworking.com, businessnetworking.com. Tons of free content up there, including videos and a lot of different topics. And, of course, if they're interested in information on BNI, they can go to BNI.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, Ivan. And also, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of that contact information to get in contact with BNI and to learn more about how the process works, whether you're a BNI member or not, is also posted on the website. And, again, Ivan's about sharing. It's a giver's gain type of mindset for a giver's gain type of world so that you can grow and develop. Well, anyway, Ivan, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. I am truly thankful, and I also thank you for coming back with us again on March 7th.
Hey, my pleasure. I look forward to it.
All right, sir, and you take care and have a great and wonderful day. And again, thank you so very, very much.
Yep, thank you.
Farewell.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we had the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Ivan Meisner, and really great man, really informative, and shared a lot of really crucial and phenomenal information with us. And again, we truly got a treat, and I look forward to having him again. And also, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we all need mentors. We all need people that we can speak to that can actually share information with us. Dr. Ivan Meisner is one of those people that's done this for years. For almost 30 years, he's been doing this. So he's truly a person that may not be able to mentor you personally. However, if you're listening to those podcasts and you're reading those books and you're also working on developing and growing you along with your business, then guess what? You're going to get a whole lot out of everything that he has to offer and others like him have to offer. So again, thank you everybody for listening, because again, if you're not listening, then guess what? All we're doing is talking to ourselves. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Please follow us in the left-hand corner if you'd like to hear about future shows. Thank you and take care.